Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. I'm Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady is Jada, my wife.
Good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful Friday, actually, it's a great day to talk about changing habits.
I think next week we should reverse, and when we start on Monday, say, hey, good, we're wrapping up on Friday.
I'm just kidding.
You're talking about changing.
Yeah, we're going Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Wednesday would hit every time.
I would gladly pay you on, what is that?
Tuesday for a hamburger today. Hey, we're talking about changing habits. And yes, it's a habit we're wanting to change is how we open up and do things. I'm just kidding. Hey, we can have some fun with this stuff. But we are talking about changing habits. We got a scripture. We want to remind you of our opening scripture this week.
It's the 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. It says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. Remember, we're reflecting. So that means we have to be more like him to reflect who he is. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image.
What a great scripture, ladies and gentlemen. God wants us to become in his image. And so we talked about how a lot of things are changing, politics, technology, all these different things, our culture. And then we talked about how God is constantly changing within us. There's a scripture found in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly or completely or thoroughly. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, change spirit, soul, and body. Right. So we're going to give you some tips today, some things that we could potentially look at. Because remember, we don't want to be, we had a growth mindset and we had
versus
a fixed
mindset.
We don't want a fixed mindset in life. All right. There are some things I'm fixed on, and I have to work at changing. All right. Jada mentioned to you that a lot of times when I leave, she changes things and
move furniture around.
Yeah, that bugs me.
I'll probably paint a piece of furniture while he's gone this week. Just already got that in my head.
Change. Yeah, next week we head to Illinois. Next week
we head to Illinois.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to be preaching in Wisconsin on Sunday, and then we preach in Rochelle, Illinois.
Sunday morning in Wisconsin, and then Illinois.
Sunday night in
Rochelle,
Illinois.
Sunday night, and then a conference.
That week. Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna have
sharing the vision of Mike Campbell Ministries as well, getting people hooked up with what we're doing with pastor schools and crusades and things like that.
So. All right. So since 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us about spirit, soul, and body, spirit being the number one thing. Let's talk about some spiritual changes. There's a scripture found in Colossians 1:9-10. For this reason, we do not, since the day we heard it, we do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
In the knowledge of God.
So that's what we want.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. And that's what we want for this year. So how can we do that? Well, number one, you could read the Bible through. Get on a Bible reading plan, right?
We've done this the last couple of years. Yeah. Now, he and I separately have read through the Bible in different ways, but the last 2.5-3 years, we've gone through the Bible in a year.
Right.
We did chronological last year.
Yeah.
We did the regular one the year before. This year, we found one within the same app, but it's a little bit different.
Right. So let me talk about that. Talk about technological changes. YouVersion. The YouVersion app. Mm-hmm. YouVersion Bible.
YouVersion app. Bible app.
You should download that. You can go to the Apple Store. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Google Store. Get that app and download it onto your phone. Right. And there are plenty of... there's Bible reading plans on there. Now, I have noticed a lot of churches have started putting that up.
Yes, yes. Churches, a friend of mine who's pastored for many years, every year they have done that with their church. They send it out to every member and say, hook up. And she can actually monitor like how many are reading and how many are. And, you know, so And I think Hope Church has sent that out. Lot of churches have
Life
done
Point
that.
Church and Clark.
So, but there are also a lot of plans on there. And that's another thing we'll talk about is just finding some devotions in there that you can do. And don't get under condemnation. If you fall behind, or maybe you can't read five chapters in one day, don't make yourself put yourself in a bind to where then you start feeling guilty. You know, one thing I've told people along the way is if you, you know, you've got children, you've got school, you've got work, you've got a lot of things going on, being able to read a scripture or two and ponder on those all throughout the day is also a way to renew your mind. It's not reading five chapters. You don't have to, but to read something every single day and then ponder on those scriptures.
Yeah. And then there's another great app you can download called Right Now Media.
Oh, that's great.
And become a part of Right Now Media. A lot of churches offer it for free to their congregants. Mm-hmm. So get on that, and even on that YouVersion, there's different plans in there, and they'll do 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, where they'll send you a Bible study. They're short. You have to do a little bit of reading, answer a couple of questions. And then you can meditate on those things, which is what Jada's talking about.
We've done another great app with some well-known people. Yeah. We've done some that you've never heard of them, but they're good biblical-based truth that you can get. So a lot of things to do. Technology, use it.
That's right. And then read a couple of books. I try to read a few books, spiritual, that help me grow my spirit life. So pick you one out. All right, maybe six for the year. All right, that gives you 2 months to read a book.
Right.
All right. Don't get those big, thick theological books.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of good writers. Francis Chan's a good writer. I was just trying to
Edelman.
Kyle Edelman. Mm-hmm. And then also Brother Hagin is a good one. Pastor Hagin. They're just a lot of good writers out there. And so pick you up some books that will help you. The guy with in Oklahoma City, I can't think of his name right now. Mm-hmm. I read his on.
And you said, you know, for many years, you read one book every January, which was Casey Treat's book,
Renewing the Mind by Casey Treat. Mm-hmm. And then How to Be Led by the Spirit, Brother Hagin.
By Brother Hagin.
Plans, Purposes, Pursuit by Brother Hagin.
Right.
You know, and then there's just a lot of good things out there, ladies and gentlemen. So these things will help us grow. So you read these books so that they will assist you in your spiritual growth or in your spiritual leadership. And listen, talking about technology, podcasts. All right. Now, I want to say something about podcasts. Be careful. Okay. You need to know something about the people that you're listening to.
Yeah.
So don't just listen to something and because it tickled your ears, check those people out. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're solid. Make sure their beliefs line up with your beliefs. That's all I'm going to say on that. I remember years ago, I had a guy come to me and he said, man, I really like this teaching. And so I said, is that right? I said, where'd you hear it? And he said, well, I just found it on the button. He said, Pastor, you need to make some changes. Well, I asked him who it was and he told me. And I said, you know what? That guy's going to have no influence in my life. His beliefs were off. I'm not going to say who it was or what it was all about, but this is where, and I told him, I sat down and talked to him and said, you're getting off base. You're getting off course. This is not what Jesus commanded us. And so you just have to be careful, all right, about what you do. But there's some ways you can watch two teachings, videos or podcasts. You know, I know there's a lot of good pastors out there. You know, one of my favorite was Robert Morris. I know that now Robert's not doing the service, but out at Gateway. But I watched that Hodges down at Birmingham and Highlands Church. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of good. Mike Burnett's a good teacher over in Life Point. There's good stuff, and you can grow spiritually by listening to these things.
And that scripture says, increasing in the knowledge of God, and that will help you make changes in your habits. This is a habit to do, which is to be in the Word of God, but then it actually helps you to work out other habits.
Yeah, work out other habits.
That's right.
Work them out. All right. So then, really and truly, we should talk about renewing our mind. So I mentioned Casey Treat's book, Renewing the Mind. Joyce Meyer, Battlefield of the Mind.
Battlefield of the Mind. She's got a great devotion that I've read through that takes the battle of the mind and made it into a devotion so you can get snips and pieces of it.
Yeah.
And she teaches along the way. There's a lot of good devotions like that. There's a lot. Yeah. If you like journaling, there's a lot of good devotions out there that allow you to do journaling. I've been going through a Psalms journal that just basically gives you the psalm. It doesn't have any teaching with it, but it gives you the psalm, and then it has notes on the side that you can make notes on or ponder on. Or
as a place for you to write your own notes.
Yeah, as a place for you to write
your own thoughts about what God is speaking to you as you read through that. Right. Through that song.
But there's a lot of journaling out there. There's a lot of Bible studies and a lot of devotions. And if you are a new believer, devotions are a great way to start because they are short and you won't get bogged down and discouraged. So they're great ways to do that as well.
Yeah.
I remember as a new believer, that was really hard to read what people expected me to read in the beginning.
Right.
And
we put a lot of stuff on people that we don't even do ourselves.
Right.
I have a good friend, Kevin. He's a great journalist. I mean, that
journaler.
Guy is a journaler.
He's a journaler. Okay. And he's a goal maker. He makes, he sets goals. He's a goal setter. Every year, at the first of the year, he sets really good goals for his business, his family.
I think the thing that I've never been good at journaling. I start it and then I quit. I just get tired of it. It's not made 21 days.
So you haven't made
that become a habit.
Hasn't become a habit.
But he's very good at it. He can look back at his journals and gauge where he is, what he was able to accomplish, and et cetera.
So, and he's got a great book out that teaches how to do this in business.
I was looking to see if we had that.
It's close by.
There he is, right there. Right here.
Yeah, there it is.
Keep talking.
Yeah, so Kevin McBroom has got a great book out. He's a great entrepreneur, and he's got a book out.
Hey, God, do you validate?
Do you validate?
Yeah.
And it's about, and it has some things in there about how to set goals, business, personal life, family, those kind of things. Those are some things that we should be doing as we are. You know, the scripture that says that make a plan and write it down. What is that?
No, it's talking about write a vision.
Write a vision. Write it down. Make it clear.
Make it clear so he that reads it can run with it.
Right. So,
and you got to be able to run with your visions.
So. And, you know, there's a lot of people who sit down and make goals for their family. They make goals for their business. They make goals for themselves personally. And you should set some things down on paper that you can go back.
Well, we about run out of time, but there's a physical element to this. You need to set some physical goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a family element. What are you going to do to increase your family? What are you going to do to be better father, to be a better mother, to be a better son or daughter,
to be a better in-law, to be a better grandparent,
correct,
to be better in relationships. Yes.
And then there's the area of our lives called career, ministry, career, whatever it is, you know, you having a hard time with that?
Yeah,
that's because that thing's not working. So, you know, what are you going to do to provide better leadership? What are you going to do to, you know, how will you increase yourself? What will you do? You have to grow intentionally. That's the bottom line. If you're not intentional about things, it's not going to happen.
You know, our bosses expect that. If you work in a business and you have a boss, if you're not your own boss and you have a boss, they expect us to set some goals.
Yeah.
And we should do that with our personal life, our family life, our spiritual life. Set some goals and be intentional.
Yeah. You know, a lot of your business people set goals for you. They tell you this is where you got to be at the end of the year. And there's a reason for that. It's because some people will never move beyond where they are.
Right.
So they have to be forced to get out of the comfort zone to get to where they want to go.
Right.
So I want to encourage you today. There's a lot of areas you can work on, a lot of things you can do. Okay. And so make the move. We're in the third week of January.
And we're talking about changing habits.
Yeah.
Change your habits concerning your spiritual life, where you can set goals, determine what you want to work on, what you want to work in your life. And then, you know, we've talked about how you find scriptures that go along with those things.
That's
as well.
Right. So just get her done. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. It's been a good week. Thanks for joining us on PM and EAM. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray you bless them abundantly above in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow buttons right down there so that your family members and friends can get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries, PM in the AM, Daily Word with Mike and Jada. And if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe now and follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing. And don't forget, MikeCampbellMinistries.com.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hey, be sure and join us next week. We start a new topic right here on PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless.